Our scripture for today is Psalms 78:24. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them grain from heaven.
Father, I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like to taste the grain from heaven, to touch something tangible from the kingdom of God. What glory. Father, please don't ever let me take your presence in my life for granted. Lord Jesus, I love you so, and I love to serve you. My life is yours to do with as you wish. Use me, Lord. Amen.
What could possibly be better than to gather the grain of heaven and bake heavenly bread with it, my friends?
Today's action. If you have some flour, get a few teaspoons out and look at it, feel it, touch it. Imagine that it is manna that has been rained from the heavens. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 4. And they were left that he might test Israel by them to know whether they would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses.
In today's apostate doctrines, the biggest one is sow your seed to meet your need. Not sow a seed to help someone, not sow a seed to spread the word of Jesus. Just the other day I got a email from a pastor who was telling how he was going to have a worldwide day of prayer and fasting, and he wanted me to send in my prayers so they could pray over him. But I had to activate my prayers by sowing my seed, my friend. See, Paul tells us where we should sow our seeds. In heaven. He says, store up treasures in heaven. We need to get off of our self-centeredness towards everything for us and get back to everything for Jesus.